Bring the Senate Finance Committee to order. It's 2:30 p.m. Tuesday, February 23rd, 2010, for the afternoon session. With me today is my co-chair, Senator Hoffman, Senator Ellis, Senator Huggins, Senator Thomas, and Senator Egan, and Senator Olson at another meeting. We've got, this afternoon, we have three bills on the agenda that were previously heard. Senate Bill 159, Workers' Compensation Funeral Expenses. Senate Bill 163, Maximum Benefit from Fisherman's Fund. Senate Bill 199, Medicaid Coverage for Dentures. First bill up, and we've been joined by Senator Olson. First bill up is Senate Bill 159, Workers' Compensation Funeral Expenses. This is the second reading on this bill. The first hearing was on February 11th. At that meeting, the committee requested additional information, so I held a bill to give the department a chance to respond. The information requested is in your packet in the form of a letter from Commissioner Bishop dated February 18th. The intent today is to bring the bill back to the committee so members can comment on any additional concerns that they may have and look to the committee for any direction. And we have any comments or concerns? We have one fiscal note from the Department of Labor and Workforce Development, 10 fiscal note. Seeing no questions, Senator Hoffman, motion.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move the Senate Finance Committee pass out Senate Bill 159/R with accompanying fiscal note and individual recommendations.
Okay, we have a motion to move the bill from committee with accompanying fiscal note and individual recommendations. Do we have objection? Seeing none, we'll go ahead and move the bill from committee to the next committee referral. Next item up, Senate Bill 163, Maximum Benefit from Fisherman's Fund. This is the second hearing on this bill. The first hearing was on February 8th. The committee requested additional information, which is in your packet. The intent today is to bring the bill back before the committee for any additional questions, and then look to the committee for its preferences. Do we have any initial questions? We have one fiscal note from the Department of Fish and Game. Excuse me, 10 fiscal note from the Department of Fish and Game. We have one positive fiscal note from the Department of Labor estimating an additional 63.7 thousand in claims from the Fisherman's Fund, which has sufficient funds to absorb the increase. Do you have any questions? Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I still maintain that I've got a concern when this Fisherman's Fund is the payer of last resort. Those fishermen that are paying into it that are beneficiaries under Alaska Native Health System, they never are able to take advantage of this fund, is my understanding, unless there's somebody here that wants to go ahead and testify to the contrary, and that's just the concern that I have for that, is that they're paying for something that they can never take advantage of.
We can have the bill sponsor come forward. Senator Pascvan, can you help us with that? Or?
Yes, my name is Joe Pascvan, Senator for District E, I don't know that there is a good answer other than there is a fund that is created to help those that do not have the coverage available to them. So, I guess I recognize that there's an inherent unfairness there, but really what the intent of this bill is to address those people that don't have the medical coverage at all and to try to take care of them. And it's, I think, in the bigger picture, a payment of a small sum of money to for their medical expenses.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
We have any other concerns? Any questions? Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move the Senate Finance Committee pass out Senate Bill 163/A with attached fiscal notes and individual recommendations.
Okay, we have a motion to move the bill from committee with attached fiscal notes and individual recommendations. We have objection. Hearing no objection, we'll go ahead and move the bill from committee to the next committee of referral. Next up, Senate Bill 199, Medicaid coverage for dentures. This is the second hearing on this bill. The first hearing was on February 11th. At that meeting, the bill was held to work on the department's fiscal note. My intent today is to bring the bill back to the committee for additional questions and to look for the committee desire. We have Senator Ellis with us. Senator Ellis, do you have any comments?
Not at this time.
Questions? Okay. We have, seeing no other questions, we have, there are two fiscal notes from the Department of Health and Social Services. One fiscal note from the department is for the audit preventive dental program, showing the impact of combining 2 years' worth of services in one fiscal note. I ask the committee to adopt this fiscal note. The second fiscal note is from the department's medical assistance administrator. This note represents the department's request for one additional staff person. During testimony, the department seemed unsure that if this position was actually needed, so the committee has drafted a zero fiscal note to be adopted in lieu of the department's fiscal note. Do you have any questions? Senator Hoffman, may we have a motion?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move the Senate Finance Committee pass out Senate Bill 199 /R with the attached fiscal notes as described by the chairman, with individual recommendations and the company fiscal notes that were identified by the chairman.
Okay. We have a motion to move the bill from committee with individual recommendations, the attached zero fiscal note, component number 242, and component number 2839 fiscal note. We have any objection to moving the bill? Seeing no objection, bill will move from committee to the next committee referral. I'd like to thank the committee members for indulging the time change and being here today or this afternoon. Tomorrow morning, 9 a.m., and we'll begin our discussion on the gas value under ACEs and potential impacts on our tax structure. Meeting adjourned.